You know, without a doubt, you know, that's basically what my job is, to be ready to go for every snap of the game, and for every snap that I don't go and take, you know, I should be been ready to being able to go and take that snap. So, you know, that's my mind frame. That's exactly what I want to do. I'm just going to continue to each and every play, keep my head in the game and be ready for the game, and as if I am taking that particular snap, and when I do come in, I won't have no fallback or no drop off. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this season and playing hard, and that's basically all I know how to do.
You said goals for yourself. How does it hit you right now? You're now in your first week of your first NFL season.
Right, and I can, you know, I got a piece of paper that I can, you know, turn over and turn backwards, that I've checked off all those goals, so there's no need for me to, you know, go backwards and, you know, continue to grow and just enjoy playing football. You know, all the hard part seems to be over. The learning curve seems to be over. I just be able to make adjustments on the go as the season goes, and continue to have fun. I feel like if I do that, I'm going to have a great career, and it's going to be great for the Broncos.
So, Evan, what will your emotions be in the tunnel on Sunday morning?
Oh, they'll be going crazy, you know, but I'm kind of a guy that's kind of collected, you know. I don't allow my emotions to get out of me, but I do allow them to be seen as I play and the way I play. So, you know, I get a little amped up, you know. You can see a little aggression in my eyes and in my swag a little bit, but, you know, it helps me to play hard. So I try to keep those emotions balled up and allow myself to play hard.
The other ones checked off?
Yeah, you know, I kind of got a mentor that I write the goals down. I have to send them to him before I can, you know, officially say that those are my goals that I'm going to go. So I pretty much take that pretty serious about, you know, making a plan and setting a path that I want to go, something that I can accomplish. And, you know, there's going to be some things on there that are real tough, but, you know, in my eyes, I don't see that I can't do it. So I feel like there's anything out there that can be done, if I say I can do it, I'm possible to do it.
Do you approach the game differently coming in, like, as a change of pace, or coming in midstream, so to speak, and not taking all that pounding from the get-go?
Right, well, I mean, that's going to be a plus, you know, for me in my career as I get started early, you know, not going to have to so much take every snap, you know, of the game. But mentally, I'm going to be able to take that pounding because I'm going to be mentally prepared to the point that I did take that snap mentally, even though I didn't physically. So, you know, I'm going to continue to grow in that area. But, you know, my emotions and excitement, I feel like everything's going to work out just fine. It's going to be great.
Thanks, man.
You've got a fair shot. I mean, a lot of the other players, undrafted guys, don't get a look, but you got a shot. Here you are.
You know, I got to thank, you know, you thank God for that, for allowing, you know, you thank God for having people to allow them to be used by, you know, a higher power to bless another person. So, you know, you got to thank great guys like, you know, Mr. Shanahan, Bolden, for having this organization, Bobby Turner for watching and paying attention and looking to see that this guy, you know, possibly could do something. So, you know, there was a lot of things that had to come together for me to be here. So, I'm just thankful, you know, all the way around to even be able to play. And on top of that, my thankfulness is going to go into playing hard and being prepared and ready to go for whatever.
There's been so many guys like you that were undrafted, unheralded, and they made the team under Shanahan. It's like you're the latest success story now. What does that mean, you being in that lineage? A guy like Nick is another Nick Ferguson.
Right,
Mike
right.
Bell, guys like that.
Right. I mean, you know you know, it's basically what this program stands for. You know, they're going to be consistent in what they do. They're going to play the best guys, and they're going to be great. And, you know, so a lot of the best guys are not the guys that everybody says is the best. You know, he may be the best, but, you know, after four or five plays, you know, the guy's going to shut one down. But, you know, a guy who's been an underdog regardless, you know, he's going to fight and scrap for every play and every opportunity he gets. So, you know, I'm one of those guys, and I got to keep fighting, keep scrapping. You know, just because I did make it past day one, you know, it's still 364 days left. So I got to be prepared, and I'm ready to go for it.
What was Saturday morning like for you?
This past Saturday morning, I slept. You know, it was great. It was a great feeling.
Didn't get a wake-up call.
Didn't get a wake-up call, you know, which is great.
Yeah. Selvin, do you see yourself as a surprise to be the number two?
Not at all. The surprise is probably going to come, you know, later on in the season, at the end of the season, or maybe next year when we win the championship.